Last night, the American people had a chance to gauge the words of two men seeking the presidency. Nielsen Research estimated 62.5 million people tuned in for the first debate between President George Bush and Senator John Kerry. NPR's Art Silverman woke up early today in Harrisburg, the capital of Pennsylvania, one of the critical battleground states, to sample viewer opinion.
Across from the state capitol building, customers step out of the early morning chill and into a corner cafe called the Roxy. They warm up with coffee, eggs, and bacon, and chew on what John Kerry and George Bush said last night in Florida. They've dragged themselves out of bed before dawn, so they have to digest the evening's politics without the help of professional pundits. And the general unscientific verdict among the crowd, there wasn't much to write home about. Eleanor Rossman lives in Harrisburg and does charity work.
I don't believe there was an emblematic moment. I think both guys stuck with their position. I think Kerry probably helped himself a little bit in staying on task. And I think President Bush is probably not the president of the debate team. However, I think he did well.
But she gives John Kerry credit for scoring points, even if the words weren't exactly catchy.
I think John Kerry probably had more of the soundbite moments than President Bush did. Sort of a 1-2 punch answer. But, you know, to be honest, I can't even remember what they were.
But Harrisburg nurse practitioner Janet knows precisely what George Bush said that was memorable. And although she was happy to share that debate moment, she wanted to keep her own last name to herself. She says the president used a phrase that keeps bouncing around her head.
It's hard work, it's hard work, it's hard work, that Bush kept saying.
She says that's the key debate moment for her. But she can't be sure, given the president's background, if he knows what hard work really is. But words only etch themselves on some people's minds. It was the physical communication that impressed many who watched the debate on TV. Some Harrisburg citizens found fault with a Kerry grin or the Bush smirk. Or, in the case of Rachel Corr of Harrisburg, the general attitude.
The things that stick in my mind are President Bush's facial expressions. I said he's not listening. He's not listening to what Kerry said when Kerry's speaking, but it's very obvious to me that Kerry's listening to Bush. And someone said, how do you know? I'm a social worker. I listen for a living. And he was looking off and he was doodling or something on a piece of paper, but it was obvious he wasn't even paying attention to the response, as if he really didn't care what other people have to say.
She added, and this is a compliment, that Senator Kerry looked less stiff than he has in the past. Although she added, he has a ways to go in that regard. But she did find a literary reference by the Massachusetts senator memorable.
He referenced George Bush's the senior's book, and that was really impressive to me.
A couple blocks away in Harrisburg, at a place called The Spot, another crowd of customers searched for iconic moments from last night's face-to-face in Florida. Gene Shoals came here on a business trip from his home in Apex, North Carolina. He already favors President Bush.
They both said what I already knew about him, so I really didn't learn anything new about him. They both said what I kind of expected. The day after the debate, I know just as much about both candidates as the day before the debate.
Outside, Janet Ressler waits for a bus. She works for the state. She says she's strongly in favor of the president's bid to stay in office. And she was pleased that the rough approach of some fellow Bush supporters was blunted in last night's debate by a cordiality about Vietnam.
I like the way President Bush addressed Senator Kerry with respect about his Vietnam service. He just turned to Senator Kerry and said, I appreciate your service to our country.
And so, early today, with no punditry to guide them, in this one city, in this one so-called swing state, last night's confrontation did little to push the swing higher in either direction. Art Silverman, NPR News, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.